This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 5 Pentecost Friday. First posted June 20th, 2008. Jeremiah 16:14-21. Homecoming. The Lord declared that the time was coming when the remnant of Israel would no longer regard the exodus from Egypt, but instead the return from exile in Babylon, as the great saving act of the Lord. The Lord promised to bring Israel back to the promised land. The Lord was going to use the Babylonians as fishers and hunters to catch and herd the people of Israel. There would be no place for Israel to hide. The Lord was aware of Israel's ways, and they couldn't hide their sins or hide themselves from God's punishment. God promised to repay them double for all their sins, because they had polluted, with idolatry and abominations, the land God had given them as his inheritance. The prophet declares that the Lord is his strength and his fortress, his refuge in times of trouble, and foresees the time when other nations will come to the Lord from the farthest corners of the world. They will compare their idols and their inheritance from those idols to the God of Israel and Israel's inheritance from God, and will realize the futility of idolatry. God will reveal his power in the exile and return of his people, so that all people and nations will know that God is Lord. Commentary: The Lord warned Judah, through Jeremiah, of the consequences of sin, disobedience of God's word, and idolatry, caring for anything or person as much as or more than the Lord. But Judah refused to repent and return to obedient trust in the Lord up to the very moment. They were carried off to Babylon, modern-day Iraq. The Lord had declared that the exile would be for 70 years, which was a virtual life sentence for those who were adults at the time of the deportation. God's word also promised that the sacred vessels of the temple plundered by Nebuchadnezzar would be returned. The word of God was fulfilled. It was 70 years from the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in 587 BCE, until the rebuilt temple was dedicated in 517 B.C. The Lord had promised to bring back the remnant of Israel to the promised land, but they were renewed, reborn people, who had learned to trust and obey the Lord during their exile. The people who had gone into exile perished in Babylon. The Lord used the Babylonian army as fishers and hunters to round up and herd Israel into exile. Then, amazingly, he used Cyrus, king of Persia, modern-day Iran, to overthrow the Babylonians and release Israel to return to their promised land. Not only was Israel allowed to leave Babylon, but the sacred vessels of the temple captured by Nebuchadnezzar were returned, and Cyrus gave Israel money and authorization to help rebuild their temple, to Chronicles 36:22, 23, Ezra 1:1-4, 4:3, 5:13-17, 6:3-5. God's power and faithfulness were revealed for the world to see in the exile and return of Israel. God's word is always fulfilled, and fulfilled over and over as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. The history of God's dealings with Israel are recorded in the Bible as a warning, for our instruction, 1 Corinthians 10:6-11. The history of the exile and return is also intended as a metaphor for our life in this world. We are in exile in the Babylon of this present world, and the Lord promises to bring us back to the promised land of his eternal kingdom at the end of our lifetimes, if we have learned to trust and obey him, and have been spiritually reborn in this lifetime. The alternative is eternal exile in the Babylon of hell for those who refuse to accept the Lord as God and trust and obey his word. Jesus is the ultimate revelation of God's power and faithfulness for the world to see. Jesus is God's ultimate saving act of deliverance and restoration of his people, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Jesus is God's word, fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in human flesh in this world, John 1:1-5, 14. This lifetime is our only opportunity to be spiritually reborn. We are all born physically alive, but spiritually dead. Jesus said we must be born again, John 3:3-5-8, in order to see the kingdom of God, which is all around us now, and ultimately, to see, enter, dwell in, the kingdom of God in eternity. Spiritual rebirth is by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Right parenthesis dot the Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. It is possible for one to know with certainty for oneself whether or not one has received the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, Acts 19:2. Jeremiah suffered abuse and persecution for the Word of God. He learned by experience and testified that the Lord is a faithful source of strength and refuge. The remnant of Israel who returned from Babylonian exile learned from experience to trust and obey the Lord, but Israel forgot the lessons of the exile and was unprepared for the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. In one sense, America and the Church, particularly in America, are each the new promised land, the new Israel, the new people of God. In too many instances, both the nation and the nominal Church have turned from obedient trust in the Lord and have been polluted by idolatry and abominations. The Lord is calling for repentance and return to the Lord in obedient trust. The Lord knows our ways and our sins. There is nowhere to hide to conceal our sins or to escape His judgment. Is the inheritance of idolatry and self-indulgence worth the loss of eternal life and creation restored to paradise? Are we ready for Christ's return? Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14. Asterisk Eastern Single Quote S Bible Dictionary, Exile, Digital Edition. Bibli.base.org http://bibli.base.org/eastons.html